The Enneagram of Personality podcast with Logan Jones is a part of the Life Audio Faith Toolkit series. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Enneagram type 6. 6 is wow. 6 is amazing. 6 is all about what can I trust? What should I do? What can I trust? What if this happens? So as you can already notice maybe on those questions is a lot of things that we take for granted in this world, a lot of systems of security and safety that we take for granted, let's be honest, are because of this scanning of the environment to make sure that we're safe and secure and what if this happens? How can we come against it by imagining that scenario already and then devising a plan ahead of time? What should we do? What if we can't trust this? What if we can't trust her? What if I can't trust him? And yet, 6 is always needing is a good word, needing an outside authority. As mentioned earlier, there's a phobic and counterphobic 6, right? Notice the two hemispheres of the brain, right? The mind, the head. These are head types, right in the center of the head types. So the phobic Enneagram type 6 is going to be also needing to know where the external authority is, whether it's in a person or a system or a belief system or a system to which they belong, like a workplace and its rules, needing to know that, needing to know what is expected, what is the authoritative source or person say, and then applying themselves. The stereotypical teacher's pet would fit here, leaving that apple on their way out of the classroom, leaving that apple on the teacher's desk, right? doing everything just so, just right. That would be the phobic Enneagram type 6 example, sort of generally speaking. Generally speaking, the counterphobic is I'm going to go towards that which I'm afraid of. These are the, if you remember back in the day, years and years ago, there was a movie called Twister. Helen Hunt was in this movie. That's the storm chasers. In this movie, they would chase the tornado or the twister, right? And they would go after it. Yeah, this is the counterphobic type 6, right? Going towards what they're afraid of to get it over with. So they might literally buck authority. So they know where authority is and they're bucking it. So they're also needing it. Might hate to hear that, right? Counterphobic sixes of the world. Very often, they are typed, or mistyped, if you will, as possibly being Enneagram type 8s. Listen to the episode on Enneagram type 8 and then it'll make sense. But they aren't, because they are, or the 8s can be, in a sense, kind of fearless and just barking at authority because authority is quote unquote full of it, and they're not really doing their jobs in this. The counterphobic 6 version of coming at authority is based in fear and based in you can't be trusted, and so therefore, in order to counterbalance, I'm not going to be in flight or freeze mode. I'm going to be in fight mode. That's the counterphobic 6. These are the loyalists, the loyal skeptics. Could also be called, the devil's advocate of the Enneagram. These are the doubters. Forever replacing, don't forget their head types. So forever replacing thinking with doing. So I could be really worried about something that I said I was going to do or something that you expect me to do later on at some point. And so instead of heading into the doing, I'm going to be thinking about all the things that might go wrong. What if this? What if that? Can I trust this? What about that? And that worrying, or that thinking, that kind of doubt-filled thinking, imaginatively imagines the world as just dangerous and unreliable, something I cannot trust. Are you kidding me? So that can that does replace the doing. And when that thinking replaces the doing, here we are. That is the trance of type 6. We feel more secure now. We're annoyed, of course, and frustrated by this analysis paralysis. Usually hindsight being 20/20, we see it and we're frustrated by it. It can be as simple as not being able to make a decision in the supermarket, whether it's salad dressing or deodorant, you know, all these choices. Well, I don't want to get the wrong one. Oh my goodness. How to choose now? Which one can I trust? I don't want the wrong one, so let's just use the example of the deodorants. I'm gonna be needing to spend some time here and thinking about it, right? Flipping each one over, looking at the ingredients, right? Someone told me about aluminum. That's not good. Does this have aluminum in it? Oh, it does. Let me find one without, yada yada. It goes on, and it's almost like a never-ending circle. Very often, sixes end up making the decision of not making a decision. And it's often lost on them that that's a decision. But that is the decision they end up making more often than any other, is, it's just too much, so let me... can I get back to this? You know, so we might leave the deodorant aisle and not even have purchased one. Maybe I'll come back tomorrow. It's just too much. I just can't. Analysis paralysis. Are you with me? Yeah, that's when it kind of deteriorates, right? At its best, the sixes of the world are the ones who you want at your side when things fall apart. You know, they are the ones who almost, without having to think at that moment, can just instinctively react and just do the right thing. Of course, because they've rehearsed it very often in their mind. A great story comes to mind here. A brother of mine in my church community here in Richmond, Virginia, Center Church, shout out. The other day was in traffic, and the brakes on his car failed. And we're talking rush hour traffic, Richmond, Virginia, right? I'm sure like it is in your city too. Oh my goodness, can you imagine the anxiety? But immediately he pulled off to the side of the road, put on the handbrake, and called AAA or 911, whichever the right thing was. No one was hurt. He wasn't hurt. And immediately, instinctively did the right thing. Wow, right? And I remember talking to him and he was just saying, thank God that I'm a type 6. You know, because I had rehearsed that scenario in my mind many a times. He just did what he had rehearsed. So that's them at their best, you know? So I hope that gives you a good picture of what we're talking about.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Scott. As a servant of God, wife, and mother of four, I understand the juggle of multiple roles and stages. That's why I created the Encourager podcast, to help guide us through the messy middle stage of life. Join me on the Encourager as we challenge the chaos and embrace harmony. Together, we'll create practical systems to balance your roles and fulfill priorities. And we will do it while having joy and energy for both home and work life. Tune in for inspiring stories and interviews, actionable tips, and methods to do both home and work life. Because here, we believe you can do all things, just not all at once.
The world is dangerous. Too wide open. And because it is dangerous, there's a God, of course, of this world too, and this God is demanding, what if I get it wrong, you know? And it's just a little much. It's just a little much. Sixes want to just get it right. But when that field is so wide open, getting it right seems near to impossible. And what might happen seems so just inevitable and open to chance that, you know, I know it. The bad thing is going to happen. I know it. On my Enya app on the phone, for example, for sixes, it says, picture a glass half full with liquid inside. The six perspective seems to be a perspective that says, the glass half full or half empty? I don't know. Who cares? Either way, the glass is going to break at some point. Do you notice that? That's sort of the sixth trance, is that this world is just dangerous and that the worst thing ultimately happens, you know? Think of it, for example. You remember that kids got lost in shopping malls, right? And you know that way more often than not, events would conspire basically around getting the child back to the parents. 99.whatever% of the time, that is what happened. That didn't make the news, right? Maybe you had an experience like that. But you know what did make the news? Was that one time where the child doesn't get returned to their parents. Maybe they're even kidnapped, right? And that, of course, makes the news, and the sixes all around the world watching the news have this inner dialogue going, aha, I knew it. Confirmation, right? The world is dangerous and evil. And that's just how it is. It is that way. That's how everything is. Wow. So pair that with what we've been talking about in the trance, right? The authority is outside of yourself. It's given away. The power is outside yourself. Jesus has a different take on capital R reality. He does not imagine the world of his creator God, whom he calls Abba, Father. He does not imagine the world just dangerous completely, only, and conspired against you, where only the worst things happen. He imagines the world as having been created by a good God, a proud parent figure, who is doing their best, who is seeking to have a relationship with us, and we are children in that imaginative reading of capital R reality that Jesus gives us. So faith is less about putting it into some authoritative belief system or some authority like a pope or a president or some authoritarian government, right? No. Faith, biblically speaking, and enneagrammatically, if I may, speaking, faith is having a relationship to the loving creator God and the universe that a loving God has created. That's faith. And that's what sixes really want. They want that kind of trust, that kind of faith. That's what they want. But most of the time, what they're settling for is security, right? So what does Jesus do here? Well, it's pretty amazing what he does. So this one is from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 8, verses 22 through 25. And Jesus says, or Luke says, "One day Jesus got into a boat with his disciples, and Jesus said to them, 'Let us go across to the other side of the lake.' So they set out, and as they sailed, Jesus fell asleep. And a storm of wind came down on the lake, and they were filling with water and were in danger. And they went and they woke Jesus, saying, 'Master, Master, we are perishing.' And Jesus awoke, rebuked the wind and the raging waves, and they ceased, and there was a calm. And Jesus said to them, 'Where is your faith?' And they were afraid, and they marveled, saying to one another, 'Who then is this, that he commands even wind and water, and they obey him?'" Every one of us, but especially every six among us, knows that one should be afraid when storms rage, right? But Jesus asks the ultimate question when he asks sixes about their tumultuous universe. He says, "Where is your faith? Where is your interpretation of events that can square up with the presence of God, even in storms?" Enneagram type sixes can profit from this teaching of Jesus in a very powerful way. Because he's basing it on experience, right? But notice the revolutionary thing that he does. He locates the authority that you need to be loyal to as inside yourself, not outside yourself, in some other random person, her or him, or in some system, whether it's a religious belief system or, you know, government law system. No, he first and foremost, in a revolutionary way, locates it in you, deep in you, because you were created by a loving creator God who has given you the Holy Spirit, the ultimate authority, and that's within you. Wow. So I hope you're gathering what I'm scattering here, or more aptly said, what Jesus is scattering here, because that's huge, isn't it? So sixes of the world, hearken, you know? Take heart. The next time you notice yourself getting caught in worst case scenario thinking, imagining, the old, quote, hamster wheel stereotypical situation, right? Where things are spinning and it feels like you're doing oh so much thinking and feeling and thinking your feelings and what if, and that has replaced your doing. And that doing that has been replaced by that doubting mind is the experience that is actual faith. So wake up again, awaken. That faith is what you really want and love the most. And you don't have to settle for security. So I hope you hear that. I hope that helps you recognize a little bit more about what it is that is happening on the inside. You are not crazy, by the way. You are like all of us, wondering, how should we do this next moment? But you're not alone. And the authority that you need to be loyal to is inside you. It's a different spirit, a Holy Spirit that Creator God has given to you. Ask and it'll be given to you. Haven't we heard that? Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. Yeah, so as we close here, what can sixes do? Well, Clarence Thomson ends each chapter in his book, Parables and the Enneagram, with what we can do. I'm going to read three of the four that he selects here. I'm just going to select the best three for you, type sixes. So number one, memorize the paradoxical statements that indicate dying in order to live. Some examples are from the Gospel according to John, chapter 11, verse 25. From Luke's Gospel, the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 9, verse 23. Or the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 10, verses 34 through 39. They don't make sense on a literal level, and so they will get past your conscious defenses, and you can live out the images, you know? All right, another one is, trances are repetitious reactions of childhood responses, so they are literal. You feel just as afraid of the world now as if you were 3 or 7 years old. But because this is a literal reproduction, this trance can be broken in your imagination by parable and paradox. So memorize. Memorize especially the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, and Luke chapter 6, verse 35. As you do, you will strengthen your faith. Those passages contain images of the universe that conflict with your beliefs. So meditation on those two passages, Matthew 7, 7 and Luke 6, 35, will weaken the Enneagram Type 6 trance also. And last but not least, keep an image of an angel around, whether it's in your mind or actual figurines or, art or, little drawings perhaps. Angels appear 365 times in Holy Scripture. One for every day of the year, you might even say. Their opening line is always, "Be not afraid." Live with the image of an angel saying to you and reminding you every day to strengthen you and to remind you that the authority is within you first and foremost. Alrighty, thank you so much for listening. That was Type 6. I'd love to close our session here together. The same way that my beloved Pastor Sammy would close his sermons every Sunday. And that is, may you live simply, love generously, speak truthfully, serve faithfully, and leave everything else to God. Go in peace.
The Enneagram of Personality is a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you just listened to, would you take a second to leave us a review in your favorite podcast app? It really does help new listeners find us. You can find more about Logan Jones by visiting his site, loganjonescoaching.com. This podcast is produced by me, Kelly Givens, and edited by Steven Sanders. A special thank you to our executive producer, Stephen McGarvey. For more faith-affirming podcasts, just visit us at lifeaudio.com.
It's a crazy world out there, moms and dads. I'm Catherine Seegers, host of Christian Parent Crazy World, the podcast that tackles tough topics to help you be a godly parent in an ungodly world. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.